Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, saluting Earth Day on April 22nd with an ongoing commitment to help offset carbon emissions with sustainable harvesting of Missouri forests. Details at choosewood.com.
Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Jeremy Goodwin. Have you ever been dumped in public? My next guest has at an ice cream shop, and she doesn't mind talking about it. Did it ruin ice cream for her? Yes, but it also became the basis of her upcoming EP titled Love Sucks. I love saying that. Kayla Thompson performs as KV the Writer. She's a musician, an artist, an award-winning poet, and a popular blogger. And she'll be performing Love Sucks and other work at the Monocle in St. Louis on April 30th. Do you have your own breakup story that you can laugh about now? Maybe you were crying then. Call us at 314-382-8255. That's 314-382-TALK. Email us, talk@stlpublicradio.org. You can tweet at us on Twitter, of course, @STLOnAir. Kayla, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So first off, the Love Sucks project, it's more than just songs, right? What other creative pieces fit into this?
Yeah, so I started the Love Sucks rollout in February around Valentine's Day. And it started with blog posts. I'm a writer, and I knew that I'm known as being a writer, and I wanted to take what I'm good at and kind of introduce myself to the world through my writing first. So it started with written word, and then it went to the visual aspect. So I dropped videos, one a week for 5 weeks, and then next week I'm dropping a series of photos every day.
And the videos, so what was your part in? Did you create those videos?
Yeah, so I created the treatment for the videos. I didn't shoot them myself, but I created the ideas and brought it all together.
All right. We're seeing some conversation about this on Twitter. Rather Savage writes on Twitter, "My first boyfriend in high school was texting the other girl he liked that he wanted to break up with me as we were picking up pizza with my parents. Safe to say, he didn't get any pizza." And under the category of "it's not you, it's me," our very own science reporter Eli Chen responded to our question about breakup stories. She writes, "I broke up with a longtime boyfriend after interviewing a neuroscientist who studies romantic love for a story." And by the way, we just tweeted a link to Eli's story from our account at STL on Air. So I've taken a look at some of your videos, and it seems like there's a video game influence. Is that right?
Yeah.
Where does that? Are you a big gamer?
I'm a big nerd. Yes.
Okay. So nerd all around.
Yeah. So pretty much. Okay. Books, anime. I really love anime. And so my single "Crazy" that I dropped last week, the video for that, me and the Sir Eddie C, he's featuring on the song with me. We were kind of like battling, like we're about to get into a fight, powering up, like we're in Dragon Ball Z. So a lot of my ideas come from my influence from watching a lot of anime as a kid.
Mm. And I love that as we talk about this project, it's not like it's just an EP that's going to come out on a certain day, but it seems like you've been releasing this material in different venues over a period of time, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, since February, really. Like I said, I started with the written word and then went to the videos, and then I'll have pictures, and then finally I'll end with the live music at the Monocle on April 30th, and the project will be dropping the same day.
Mm-hmm. Well, would you mind telling us about the life experience that inspired Love Sucks?
Yeah, so it's a funny story. I was at the studio. I have a home studio. And this guy I was dating at the time, he called me and he said he wanted to meet up. So I'm like, okay, went outside, happy to see him. And I'm like, what do you want to do? You want to go walk in the park? And I'm leaving the studio in the middle of a recording session to go do this. And he's like, oh, let's go get ice cream. I'm like, okay. So we go to the ice cream shop and I could feel his energy as we're going in the car. I'm like, something's off. We get ice cream, and he asked me, do I want any? I'm like, no, I'm okay. And I just watch him eat ice cream, and, like, I'm sitting there at the snow factory watching him eat this, and he's breaking up with me, and he's telling me he wants to start seeing another girl. And so I went back to my house, and my producer, Blair the Machine, he's like, where have you been? I was like, I just got dumped. And so, like, I was moping around the studio for the next couple days, and the producer was like, my producer, he was like, you know what? I'm going to make you a beat so you can, like, get over this. And so one day I woke up. He was like, listen to this. I made this song. I made this instrumental for you. And it was the instrumental to Snow Factory, which is the song about me getting broken up with at the ice cream shop. And then we kind of created the whole project around that theme of love is, love sucks.
All right, let's listen to a little bit of that. This is KV the writer and Snow Factory.
Why we need a meet up? We doing this over ice cream. You break up with me over ice cream. I think it's time to roll my sleeves up and digging. Why we need a meet up? We doing this over ice cream. You break up with me over ice cream. Softer, softer, softer with me. You hesitate, so I escape. The pressure's too deep. You speak up, I tense up. I know what will be a breakup. Face up, I can't let you see that I'm in my feelings. So I stoic disposition, so awkward. Tell me that you're willing to be my only as a friend. Help me, what I would ever wanna be your friend. You know what I want is more than you say you want somebody else.
Really, really mesmerizing groove there.
Yeah.
And very personal.
Yes.
And you don't mind coming on a radio show, for instance, where the intro is, my next guest got dumped at an ice cream. But we've all been there in one way or another, right?
Yeah.
And that's part of why you can relate to this.
Right.
Yeah. So, well, there's lots of music out there about heartbreak and love. And what do you think is different about the way you're approaching this topic?
I feel like I got very personal with the story. Like, if you listen to the lyrics in Snow Factory, I chronicle, like, every detail of the breakup. So, you know, a lot of songs we hear, like, oh, someone broke my heart, but they're not really talking about exactly the actions that the person did to kind of break their heart. So the whole project talks about different situations and scenarios where sometimes I was the bad person in the relationship. And as the project goes on, starting from song one, is I'm the trash person in the relationship, to the last song on the project, which is Snow Factory, which is, I get my karma back because I'm getting broken up with.
Yeah, okay. Well, listeners, do you have your own breakup story that you can laugh about these days? Or did you break up with someone in a way that maybe you're ready to fess up about? Call us, 314-382-8255. That's 314-382-TALK. You can also send us an email. We're monitoring the email, talk@stlpublicradio.org. Of course, on Twitter, @STLOnAir. And over there on Twitter, we have a tweet from Rich Vague. He writes, in high school, I gave a girl a breakup note while at a Cardinals game, not realizing I'd have to ride home with her after. And there's an emoticon that I'm not sure how to translate, but it means, I think.
Yeah.
So we talk about being on both ends of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you're the breaker-upper, and sometimes you're on the other end of it.
Yeah.
At Kara Wirtz tweets, a boyfriend broke up with me while I was studying abroad by changing his Facebook relationship status to single, and it took me 2 days to notice. So did this experience, how did it change your relationship with ice cream?
I have not had ice cream since then, actually.
Oh, no.
And I don't know if that was on purpose or not. I recently stopped eating dairy, so that might be a reason. But even before then, and I didn't go to that ice cream shop, Snow Factory, until I shot my music video, like a couple weeks ago.
You shot the video in the actual place?
Yeah, in the same booth.
That's pretty raw.
Yeah.
And in that video, we actually hear the actor portraying the...
Yeah.
The beloved.
Yeah. It's an exaggerated performance, but in my head, that's how it went.
So you don't mind getting right into it there,
no,
right?
No.
You're putting it all on the line there.
Yeah, I'm pretty used to being vulnerable in my writing and my music.
Mm-hmm. What is the show at the Monocle? Just what's it going to look like? Are we going to hear music, see different things?
Yes. So at the Monocle, we're going to start with a beat set with my producer, Blair the Machine. He's going to play some music that we've all created together. My team, production team, finessed the sound. So he's going to play some of his beats. He's going to play some house music we've created together and some other music that he's created with other artists. Then we're going to go to BB. She's a singer. She has a set. Great singer, great performer. After that, we have Asa performing. He's also a great singer, plays instruments. And then we go to my performance. I'll be doing some poetry. I'll be doing some music. We have a band. We'll have some books for sale. My book of Magic and Madness will be for sale at the show. And we'll have some special treats for people that are in the building.
Mm. Well, I'd love to listen to a little bit more from Love Sucks. Okay. We have a tune ready to go called Crazy. Can you tell us anything about that?
Yeah, so Crazy is the Battle of the Heartbreak Anthem featuring Sir Eddie C. So this is the song.
The Battle of the Breakup Anthems.
Yeah, okay. Heartbreak Anthem.
Heartbreak Anthem.
Yes. So me and Eddie are kind of going back and forth. Like, you call me crazy, but how much of that was you?
Okay, let's listen to some of Crazy from KV the Writer.
Call me crazy, how much of that was you? You tried to play me, but I ain't mad at you. I'm just gonna do me, I'm feeling happy too. I want it that way, yo, I want it that way, yo. You call me crazy, how much of that was you? You tried to play me, but I ain't mad at you. I'm just gonna do me, I'm feeling happy too. I want it that way, yo, I want it that way, yo. So now I'm loco. Wanna put you in a chokehold. Stunny yo, it's like I'm stone cold. Leave you with the cash from my dashboard. What you want from me? I needed you. And I can't believe. Now you trying to cry. I don't give a fuck if you apologize. I don't give a fuck now you wanna try. You do that time to time and it is still a lie. Like, in my eyes, you were the and I admired you. And now you really ain't. And I'm tired of you. Hey, why you always gotta call my phone? Hey, why can't you just leave me alone? You try to make me feel like I am wrong. I'll be a Monica, but I'm so gone.
And that's Crazy. KV the Writer. What goes through your head hearing some of this work?
It's fun to hear it, you know, and kind of imagining people hearing it for the first time.
Let's go to the phones. We have some callers from St. Louis. We have Paige on the line. Paige, do you have a question for KV the Writer?
Yes, I do. I appreciate your story, and I think it's great that you channeled a lot of the hurt into a positive way. But I'm just curious to see if this guy that broke up with you, if you'd heard from him since the time he broke up with you, and what his reaction may have been to all of the creative output that you've put out there.
Great call. Thanks, Paige.
Thank you. A lot of people have actually been asking me if he's heard my music. So in the song Snow Factory, in the second verse, I actually say, like, you're liking my pics and watching my stories on Instagram. So, like, after he did that, he was still liking all of my pictures on social media and watching all of my stories. So I had to do a quick block unblock so he wasn't following me anymore. And he has heard the song. He said it was a good song, but I haven't heard from him since then. And that was, like, a couple months ago.
Okay. And that's just fine, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The status quo is, at this point,
yeah,
we're happy with Keep Your Distance.
Right.
But you got some good songs out of it.
Yeah, right. Whole project.
Yeah. In Baldwin, we have Christina on the line. Christina, I think you have a story from your life.
Oh, yeah. I just wanted to share, and I really enjoyed your music and your story.
Thank you.
I left town to go get training for a new job, and I had a wedding coming up, and my boyfriend at the time was going to be my plus one for the wedding. So I was going to fly from the new town training place, and he was going to fly from the town where we lived. So 5 days before this wedding, I called him up to say, you know, when are you getting in, and when do I need to pick you up? And he dumped me on the phone. So I had to go to my friend's wedding and sit next to an empty chair.
Mm. Thank you, Christina, for the call. The untimeliness of the breakup often is what really gets you, isn't it?
Yeah.
And what I still gets me is that you didn't even take it the advantage of, you didn't make him buy you any ice cream.
Yeah, because I was like kind of hurt. I told you, I felt his energy.
I would have ordered, you know, the roast duck, right? Next door or something, you know?
Right.
Well, you go by KV the Writer.
Yes.
So for folks who have been following your creative pursuits, music is something that's been added a little later, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about what else you do.
So I am a writer. I'm a poet. I published a book of Magic and Madness in 2017. Earlier this year, I won
that's
first... That's
Of Magic and Madness.
Of Magic okay. and Madness. Yes, by KV Thompson. That's my author name. And earlier this year, I won first place in Writer's Digest Self-Published Book Awards.
Mm.
And that's actually, I won a nice chunk of change from that book awards. And that's how I funded my music project.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
And you've been a blogger for several years, right?
Yeah. So I started blogging in 2015. And I started blogging as a way to help me process my grief. Because in 2010, I lost my father in a tragic shooting, attempted robbery, and I needed help to kind of figure out how to get through that. So I started writing, and one of the first blog posts I ever written was Losing Your Dad When You're a Daddy's Girl, and it went viral, and it was my first thing to ever publish.
I think what's really interesting about your body of work, Kayla, is this idea of thinking about love and its different manifestations.
Yeah.
Right? And you've written about different versions of that.
Yeah, right. So I started writing about love and loss in terms of grief, and then kind of transformed into like romantic love. I've written about platonic love and, you know, friendships, because love comes in so many different forms. And I plan to focus on in my music and not just romantic love and, you know, and bad love. A lot of people ask me, like, have you only had bad experiences? And I'm like, no, this is just what I'm starting with.
Fair enough. Well, Love Sucks. There's five songs on the EP.
Yes.
Right? And five videos or?
Yes, I have five videos.
Videos for all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And there's more to come, right?
Yes.
What else? What's around the corner?
So I have a companion project to Love Sucks that will drop sometime in the summer. I don't want to, you know, give a lot of details for that. And then another companion project later this year. Mm-hmm. So I'm building a whole world based on this idea of love.
Mm. And again, you're performing at the Monocle on April 30th.
The Monocle, April 30th. Doors open at 8 p.m. It's only $5 to get in. It should be a lot of fun. It's on a Tuesday.
Yeah, and who else will be there?
We'll have Blair the Machine, Asa, and BB also performing. Also DJing is DJ 2020.
Mm-hmm. And listening to some of those tracks, it sounds like you sing, you rap, you're doing lots of complicated stuff for somewhat of a newcomer to the field, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you pattern yourself after any musicians?
I get a lot of my inspiration just comes from listening to a lot of the female rappers and singers coming out right now. And I'm happy that we're in this world where female rap and female artistry is getting the recognition that they deserve. I remember I've been writing for a long time. And when I was in middle school.
Kayla, we are running out of time.
Okay.
But we're delighted to have you on the show today, and we'll look for you at the Monocle on April 30th.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
That's it for today. Monday on St. Louis on the Air, we'll convene our monthly legal roundtable. St. Louis on the Air is produced by Evie Hemphill and Laura Hamden, with production assistance from Aaron Dorr, Charlie McDonald, and John Lewis. The executive producer is Mr. Alex Hoyer. St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Thank you for listening. I'm Jeremy Goodwin.
Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, saluting Earth Day on April 22nd with an ongoing commitment to help offset carbon emissions with sustainable harvesting of Missouri forests. Details at choosewood.com.
The Gateway brings you the day's news from the St. Louis region and across Missouri.
It also includes stories from the Illinois side of the river and our Metro East reporter, Will Bauer.
In Alton, in Belleville, in East St. Louis, in Edwardsville, in Cahokia Heights, at Scott Air Force Base, I'm Will Bauer, St. Louis Public Radio.
Listen to reports from Will and all of our journalists weekdays on the Gateway, on the STLPR app, and wherever you get podcasts.